And now to Yemen, where more civilians fall victim to Saudi Arabia's relentless war on that country. Yemeni media say Saudi airstrikes on the capital, Sana'a, left at least a dozen civilians, including a cameraman of Yemen's Al Masira TV, dead. Saudi jets earlier pounded a residential neighborhood and the Hafa barracks in the city. Other province of Mareb and a residential complex in the province of Damar were also bombarded. More than 5,200 Yemenis, mostly civilians, have been killed since the beginning of the Saudi war in late March.
Saudi Arabia's aerial bombardment. Yemeni civilians continue to bear the brunt of Saudi Arabia's an all-out invasion of Yemen. Residential neighborhoods and the country's infrastructure are the main targets of Saudi airstrikes, despite Riyadh's claims that it's attacking the Ansar Allah's positions. Recent Saudi air raids have targeted key bridges that link the Yemeni capital Sana'a to vital food and fuel supplies in eastern and northern provinces. Such attacks have drawn angry reactions among the residents of Sana'a.
Destroying bridges and killing innocent civilians, whether by airstrikes or by collective punishment, are just tools of the Kingdom of Daesh, which sponsors terrorism to implement Israeli and U.S. policies in the region. But such attempts will be foiled by the Yemeni nation, who are still strong by their deep belief in Allah and their noble cause.
3.5 million residents of Sana'a are suffering from acute shortage of fuel and water. International organizations describe the humanitarian situation as catastrophic.
As you mentioned about the shortage of fuel and electricity for the water sector, this is really the biggest challenge we face, and this is why we estimate as many as 20 million people are having difficulty accessing water, because all of the water infrastructure is reliant on either electricity or diesel power.
According to Yemen's Supreme Revolutionary Council, fuel ships have been prevented from reaching the seaport of Al-Hudaydah for over a month. Such a move has further pushed millions of Yemenis to the brink of poverty.
I am working as motorcyclist, driving people to their destination. It's the only source of income for my big family. There are hundreds of people like me who have themselves unable to cope up with the economic crisis triggered by Saudi Arabia's aggression. We resist Riyadh's indiscriminate bombardment, but the collective punishment of tight siege has become the main factor behind death among Yemenis.
Earlier, Saudi warplanes pounded Hudaydah port, the main entry point for food and fuel supplies for the northern part, leaving the country's economy on the verge of total collapse. More than 5,200 Yemenis have been killed by Saudi Arabia's airstrikes so far, and the blockade imposed by Saudis has led to a humanitarian crisis in the country. The situation is getting worse day after day, and the calls for an immediate action to halt the brutal attacks remain unanswered. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.